in the world is going on? I know you're a soldier, but can we trust you? The largest military presence ever in Washington, D.C. It really says, we're in charge now. The lefties conflict. Trump's numbers are high, they're low. So what does Christianity look like under a Biden administration? Maybe this is it, Biden rolling back abortion policies. Here's a pardon, there's a pardon, everywhere, well, you know. How much is that little gun in the window? Who's paying for Biden's big day tomorrow? Lots of police shootings overnight. Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. News, information, well, all kinds of stuff. Right after this.
It's only a month away. I think we better plan that now. What's going on in the world today as it pertains to the Christian? Satan is very active. His demons are very active. And Christian, we're just not doing the job, right? We want to talk about that as we come to your church and share Jesus Christ. Salvation is the optimum message, obviously. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Talk with any of the pastors we've been with down there and see what they say. God has blessed in a mighty way, and the people have responded so well. Get in touch today. HelloWorldRadio@gmail.com. I'll get right back with you. Call me. Go to GregPatton.com. You can get in touch there as well.
Which reminds me, we're going to be at the First Free Will Baptist Church with Pastor Nathan Jennings and all the folks. That'll be at the 28th of February, right after Share-a-thon, morning and night at the First Free Will Baptist Church. Gee, I'd like to see you there. Why don't you take a break? Come on over and join us Sunday morning, Sunday night, February the 28th, right after Share-a-thon. It's going to be a great time in the Tri-Cities. So, what's your opinion? About what? I don't care. Hey, if the Bible calls it a sin, your opinion doesn't matter. Well, I just awakened this morning from a horrible nightmare. Really, I dreamt that Joe Biden was sworn in as the 46th president of... Oh, dear me. How is that going to look for the Christian? Oh, you know already. One of the first things... Here's a clue. Oh, Biden's going to roll back about everything Donald Trump did on the abortion issue, and that is a major issue, or should be, for all Christians. Yep, Hiding Biden, you just knew it. It's going to be a mess. Well, it's like an armed encampment in Washington, D.C. 26,000 armed federal troops. No living American has ever seen anything like this and what you're watching now. Oh, I think they're trying to say, be scared, be very scared, you Christians and conservatives. Lyndon Johnson sent a total of 13,000 federal troops to D.C. and Army National Guardsmen to quell the race riots in Washington that followed the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. Those riots injured hundreds of people, killed 13. In 1864, as the Civil War raged on the other side of the Potomac and Americans died every day in large numbers on the battlefield, there were fewer troops protecting Washington, D.C. then as they're going to protect Sleepy Joe tomorrow. And as the lefty loonies, both in politics and the news media, with this so-called insurrection of January the 6th, oh, it was so very bad. They've assembled the largest military presence in Washington in all of the history of the United States of America during peacetime. It truly is, my friend, a national force with guardsmen from every state of the Union, as well as Puerto Rico. Good grief. Why is that anyway? Are we really that scared? In reality, come on, few cities protected like Washington, D.C., right? No need to fly in army troops from all over the country. And by the way, I know you're a soldier, sir, but can we trust you? Sure. Personally, I think the vetting is both an embarrassment and, well, that's another whole story. Keeping Washington safe is, come on now, that's not the point. I mean, there's been a lot of trouble, a lot of murder in D.C. The murder rate has really risen, I think, in the last 6 months especially. Men, women, children shot to death in the streets. But, hey, those people in charge, that's just not a big deal. So, well, why do we have 26,000 federal troops there? For the safety? Nope. I think the Democratic Party is using all of these servicemen to send the message to all of America. We're in charge now. We're the power brokers now. We run this nation now. We're everywhere. You better not question the men and women with guns. We control everything now. Uh-huh. Gee, and I thought Trump was pretty strong in this area, but I think the mask has come off. The very same generals who howled at the idea of deploying American troops to stop an invasion of our southern border sent tens of thousands of soldiers with guns to Washington. Yeah, it's a big show of force. What a game. A deadly, scary game. And gee, I thought Tennessee was pretty sane. Well, I think it is for the most part, but there are a few morons running around like Representative Steve Cohen there, Democrat, gone so far as to say that every white man, are you kidding me? Every white man in America is a potential murderer. That every white man in America should be under suspicion now, purely on the basis of being white and being male. Those people planning a presidential assassination. What in the world is going on? And speaking of left-leaning loonies, back in the media day, the name there on the Today Show program, NBC, Katie Couric, she was the darling of, well, just about everybody. And you know, it's not neutral. Never has been. I've told you that ever since I've been on the radio. Having been involved in television news, they are all over there on the left. All, 80% anyway, maybe more. Katie Couric spent decades on TV across three of the major networks here. But this highly partisan woman with highly partisan remarks last week just said, yep, she's not retired. Katie is retired. She's retired from any objective news duties, really. Just listen to their inflection. Any of you know where they're coming from. Yep, best known as the co-anchor of NBC's Today Show. 5-year run as the anchor chair of CBS Evening News. Remember that? As Laura O'Donnell now, but then it was Katie Couric. She raised eyebrows when she blasted the GOP's support for President Trump and his second impeachment battle. It's so shocking. Not only are these people not conceding, you and me, but the very thoughts of these people. She said, I think there might have been some collusion among members of Congress, some refusing to go through the magnometers there to check for weapons. They're not wearing masks during this siege. I mean, it's really bizarre, isn't it? When you think about how AWOL so many of these members of Congress have gotten, but I also think that some of them are believing the garbage that's being fed 24/7 on the internet by their constituents, basically meaning Christians and conservatives, and they bought into this big lie. And the question is, how are we going to really deprogram? What? She's talking about you. Deprogram these people who signed up for the cult of Trump. Oh, yeah. Joe, go ahead and tell us again how you're going to unite the country with these people spreading your propaganda on the nightly, daily, 24/7 news programs, all leaning way over there to the demonic left, my Christian friend. And I wanted to add this little caveat. Have you watched how they're trying to manipulate all those numbers that, oh, Trump is out there, nobody's supporting Trump? I mean, this is the left-leaning loonies again. Some are really confused, like NBC, saying it's way up there as high as it's ever been. Others saying, oh, no, it's down there around 20, 21%. Are you kidding me? Again, they're running the show, people. Get to praying more than ever and get ready for this nonstop nonsense. And by the way, who's funding the big party tomorrow? Oh, look at Amazon and there's a whole list. Just Google it or DuckDuckGo. That's what you want to find out, who of the corporate America is supporting Joe Baby Biden. I think Garth Brooks is going to be there. Jennifer Lopez. And yeah, you see where they're all coming from. Take note. When we come back, too many COVID cremations damaging the air in California, really. Right after this, I might ask the question, how much is that little gun in the window? How much is the ammo that goes with us? You know, when speaking before a Chicago audience back in 1899, Theodore Roosevelt spoke of the benefits of conflict, of trouble for your personal progress in life. I wish to preach. Oh, really? I wish to preach, he said, not the doctrine of ignoble case, but the doctrine of the strenuous life, said Roosevelt. Far better it is to dare mighty things, to win glorious triumphs, even though checkered by failure, than to take rank with those poor spirits who neither enjoy much nor suffer much, because they live in that gray twilight that knows neither victory nor defeat in life. That's great advice for Christians as well. Jesus said, in the world you have tribulation, you're going to, but take courage. I've overcome the world. You believe that? John 16:33. More than anyone, Christians should be realist about trouble, about everything going south. Like now, we have an adversary, the devil, demons, who are committed to harassing you. A world system ordered by principles directly opposed by the Word of God. And the power of sin that is still around in our old mortal bodies, I've got it, going to lead us down the wrong road if we're not careful. Problems are the norm of life. They're not the exception, and you know that to be true. Accepting that reality is the starting point of a good walk with Almighty God, and you're going to be in a very good position to successfully deal with the conflicts that are coming now. Our antagonist is our helper. He that wrestles with us strengthens our muscles and sharpens our skills, said Edmund Burke. Oh, that is fantastic, and you're going to need to hear this message over and over again in the days ahead. So I guess this thought will work perfectly, fits right in. Do you know what they're going to do? Do you know what Biden and all of those on the left are going to do? They're going to come against you. One of my assistant pastors said yesterday, Pastor, get ready, they're coming for you. Oh, yeah, sure, that they could be. You have conservative values, my friend. What do you think is going to happen in the days ahead to those conservative voices, huh? You know what a former Facebook executive said about news outlets on the political right? That those outlets need to be deplatformed. Yeah, kind of like reprogramming you that we talked about earlier. Need to be deplatformed by those telecom giants that nobody trusts. Comcast, AT&T, Verizon. We have to turn down the capability of these conservative influencers, those voices that reach big audiences. Alex Stamos, former chief security officer at Facebook, during an appearance Sunday on CNN's Reliable Sources. Are you kidding me? These are people on YouTube, for example, that have a larger audience than daytime CNN, and they're extremely radical people and pushing extremely radical views. Uh-huh. So it's up to Facebook and the YouTubes in particular to think about yes or not, whether they want to be effectively cable networks for disinformation in America. Okay, Joe, tell us again how you're going to unite America with nonsense like this. People, just do yourself a favor from now on. Anytime secular news comes on, turn it off. They're liars. Just too many people dying from the pandemic, and, well, the air quality is now a problem. What? A California air quality agency has temporarily suspended limits on how many bodies can be cremated amid a lack of storage space for those who died from the coronavirus. The South Coast Air Quality Management District issued an emergency order on Sunday, temporarily suspending permits required for crematoriums for at least the next 10 days. Air pollution from too many creations. Boy, that just sounds weird. So it's going to happen probably sometime, maybe tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, sometime shortly after President-elect Joe Biden becomes President Joe Biden. As the 46th president of this country, the Senate's going to begin the impeachment trial of, well, former President Donald Trump. A number of Republican senators, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, have signaled, well, they haven't decided whether Trump deserves to be convicted of incitement regarding the January 6th riot at the Capitol or not. But his colleague there, and many of you know the name Rand Paul, said it could lead to the collapse, total collapse, of the Republican Party. Awful story out of California. A sheriff's deputy, the canine, and a suspect all killed in a shootout after a brief chase, according to the Sacramento Sheriff's Department. The deputy not identified, but had been on the force 6 years. Another deputy hospitalized in satisfactory. Another deputy hospitalized in stable condition. Authorities say that the men got in a car chase with a suspect that came to an end in the parking lot at Cal Expo. The suspect is inside the vehicle and a volley of gunfire occurred after the police dog was deployed. Reports said it wasn't immediately clear why the suspect was pursued. How sad. Over here in Ohio, a police officer died after a shooting standoff with a suspect, according to the Toledo Police Department. 24-year-old police officer Brandon Stalker. He was hit once by the suspect who brandished two firearms while leaving a house which he entered after an exchange of gunfire. This is a very dark, horrific day for Toledo, Ohio. Well, it certainly is. Thoughts and comments from here, there, and everywhere. They said it all along about the president. He is out of control. Nope. In complete control. Out of their control. I'm going to miss that. Oh, a little reminder here, just in case we all get banned here. What's your CB handle? Mine's the Gunner. Heard this today. Japan not taking in any refugees. Says it's got to look after its own citizens first. Well, that's a novel idea. The Pope says we all serve the same God. The Bible doesn't say that. Just a couple of things to remember. Keep remembering. No war. In 4 years, job security, oil independence, gas under 210, stock market at 30,000. Gee whiz. So battling this thing with Sharon, and then, of course, I found out I have gout now, along with the neck surgery. Any minute now, I'm counting, any minute now, the caffeine and the Tylenol are going to kick in. Any minute. Oh, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Just joined us. Where you been? Been looking for you the whole last half hour. I'm Greg Patton. This is Hello World News, information, and comment every day at this time. Join me. Be my friend. Let's get together on Facebook. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Don't forget, coming to Tennessee, Virginia area, end of February, first part of March. Get in touch. You want to hear us? And thanks. In advance. You're great. So the question might be, why aren't you doing it? I mean, come on now. If you really want to do something in life, you know what? You are going to do it. You can do it. You will do it. Sure you will. All excuses aside, oh yeah, you're going to get it. If I don't want to do something, fill in the blank. You'll find an excuse or a reason why you cannot do that. You are where you are today. Because that's where you want to be, whether you're willing to admit it or not. You know, when I was at Bob Jones University, Jones Jr. quoted his dad, "Though the stars fall out of the sky, you do right." Well, that's a key, isn't it? Adolf Hitler once said, "I freed Germany from the stupid, degrading fallacies of conscience and morality. We will train young people before whom the world will tremble. I want young people capable of violence, relentless, and cruel." Are we there today? C.S. Lewis's book, The Screwtape Letters, we read the story of an older demon counseling a younger demon. At one point in the book, we read, "You will say that these are very small sins, and doubtless, like all young tempters, you are anxious to be able to report spectacular wickedness. But do remember, the only thing that matters is the extent to which you separate the man from the enemy." Of course, that's our God. It does not matter how small the sins are, provided that their cumulative effect is to keep the man away from the light. Murder is no better than cards, if cards will do the trick. Indeed, the safest road to hell is a gradual one. The gentle slope, soft underfoot, without sudden turnings, without milestones, and without signpost. Wow. C.S. Lewis hit it right on the head, did he not? I said yesterday, the easiest way for me to grow as a person, as a pastor, as a Christian, is to surround myself with people smarter than I am. And there are a bunch of them out there, many of you listening. We shared thoughts on helping others yesterday, and I want to go on with that today. You know, I'm going to submit to one another, Ephesians 5:18 through 21, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another. There it is, in the fear of God. Submission is one equal willingly and lovingly placing himself under another equal that Jesus Christ may be glorified. How are you doing in that one? How about this? I will forbear one another. Forbearance is to graciously endure and put up with sinful attitudes and actions in others. Ephesians 4:1-3 says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherein ye are called. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherein ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Well, that's so hard to do in the church today. Back in the old days, we just had one trouble spot after another, it seems like. But the closer people got to the Lord, unity became a operative word in our church. It's really unified this day. I'm going to confess to one another. James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, what does it do? It avails much. Are you that righteous person? The failure to do this holds back forgiveness, healing, and revival more than anything else in the world today. Confess your faults one to another. Have you done that recently? And then I'm going to forgive one another. Ephesians 4:32 says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. God has so willingly and freely forgiven us, we should forgive others. To forgive, you must have a little taste of Calvary, but it's worth the price. Forgive quickly, forgive genuinely, forgive completely. Now your list is complete with 8 things that will help you build the sweetest fellowship this side of heaven. I'm going to pray for you. Lord, let me live for others that I may live for thee. When you and others begin to do that, you're going to be a colony of heaven. And finally, is it really success? Is it really what life is all about? A successful man is one who makes more money than his wife can possibly spend. A successful woman is the one who can find such a guy. And, you know, men wake up as good-looking as when they went to bed. Women somehow just deteriorate over the over the night. And a man is a person who's going to pay $2 for a $1 item that he has to have. A woman will pay $1 for a $2 item that she doesn't even want. I better quit while I'm ahead. You've been listening to Hello World. I'm Greg Patton. News, information, comment all across the globe here. Thanks so much for being here. I mean, we do appreciate you giving us your time every day. God bless. Have yourself a great Tuesday.